Gwendolyn Clait is the next patient. Clait, C-L-A-I-T-T. First name, G-W-E-N, D like in Delta, O-L-Y-N, Gwendolyn. This is a clinical case of a 69-year-old African-American female that has polycystic kidney disease. The patient has CKD stage 4. Today she comes with a laboratory workup. As follows, serum creatinine 3.1, the serum electrolytes, sodium, potassium, chloride, and CO2 in a normal range, and ion gap is 16. The estimated EFR is 15.7 mLs per minute. The phosphorus is 3.9. Albumin is 4.22. The globulin is 2.9. The patient has liver function tests that are normal and alkali phosphatase that is normal. Period. In other words, the patient has improved the kidney function slightly. She weighs 147 pounds, but it's similar to the prior determination. And today the blood pressure is 155 over 96. Period. The patient went to see the vascular surgeon in order to place a access for hemodialysis. Number two, the patient today has a hemoglobin of 12.1. She has been taking iron compared to 11 that was in the last time in January. The serum iron is 62, the ferritin is 807, the saturation is 26, and the transferrin is 167. Period. Following number. Arterial hypertension. Today blood pressure reading is 155 over 96. The patient is taking the following medications because she had the bottles during this visit. She takes Cardiocin CD 180 milligrams every day, Laverolol 200 milligrams POQ 12 hours, Clonidine 0.1 milligrams every 12 hours, Lisinopril 20 milligrams POBID, Furosemide 40 milligrams daily. Some of the bottles were filled in November of 2022. Okay. And it's a Teddy tablet in bottle. Period. I am really concerned about the control of the blood pressure because by definition this is resistant hypertension. The patient is with 5 medications and still with uncontrolled hypertension. By definition, it's resistant hypertension, as I said before. I have to believe the patient. And for that reason, I'm going to add a vasodilator, which is going to be nifedipine, 30 milligrams, nifedipine ER, 30 milligrams every 12 hours. Period. There was a visit in which this patient had a systolic of 99. Whether or not she took medication that day is unknown. Period. Compliance is an issue. Following number. Gout that is treated pre-arrhythmia with colchicine. The patient was started on infusions of Krystexxa, K-R-Y-S-T-E-X-X-A. However, she continued to have a elevated.
Okay, and the VAX number is 800-379
uric acid, 6, despite 7, of the infusions. And after investigation, the patient wasn't taking the mycophenolate mofetil. And the most likely situation is that she built up antibodies because she didn't have it in the immune modulator. Period. The infusions of Krystexxa were discontinued. The reason? Compliance. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism associated with CKD. Following number. The patient went to see the vascular surgeon for placement of the permanent vascular access for hemodialysis. We're going to reevaluate the case in 2 months with laboratory workup. I invested 12 minutes reviewing the lab and the medications, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.